Ramayana Part 2, Chapter 3, Bharata's Return, Scene 3, Bharata's Dream. In his palace, Bharata had just arisen, but he was feeling disturbed. He had awoken from a dream which was filled with inauspicious omens. He sat alone, deep in thought. Some of his friends approached him and inquired why he looked so sad. Bharata replied, "In a dream I saw my father looking dejected, falling from the peak of a mountain into a filthy pool. He seemed to be laughing as he swam around in that pool. Then I saw the ocean dry up, the moon fallen upon the earth, and the entire world assailed by demons. My father, dressed in black, wearing a crimson garland and smeared with red sandal paste, he got up onto a chariot drawn by donkeys and rode southwards." Bharata knew the science of omens and dreams. He understood that these visions clearly indicated his father's death, or perhaps the death of one of his brothers. Sighing heavily, the prince continued, "My throat feels parched, and I'm gripped with anxiety. Suddenly, I hate my own self for no reason. Surely some great calamity is imminent." As Bharata spoke, a messenger entered his room to announce the arrival of envoys from Ayodhya. They came before Bharata and bowed low, touching his feet. "We have been sent by the sage Vasishtha. He sends word that all is well, but he requires your immediate presence in Ayodhya for some urgent business." On behalf of Dasharatha, the envoys presented their gifts to the Kaikeyi king as well as his son. The messengers were feeling fatigued from their journey, so Bharata had them seated and served with the best of food and drink. Bharata tried to find out from them the exact nature of the business for which Vasishtha was summoning him. Thinking of his dream, Bharata asked about his father and other dear relatives. The messengers answered his questions politely, carefully avoiding to tell him about his father's death or Ram's exile. Bharata could nevertheless sense that something was terribly wrong. He wanted to depart immediately, and so he went to King Ashvapati, requesting his permission to leave. The king embraced him. "In you, my daughter Kaikeyi is blessed with a noble son. So now, leave with my blessings, but return again when your business is complete." The king of Kaikeyi presented Bharata with many gifts to take back to Ayodhya. Huge elephants, horses, costly cloth, and much gold were given by the king. He also quickly arranged for a detachment of his best soldiers to accompany Bharata. Bharata received the gifts with gratitude to the best of his ability. But his mind was distracted. He was anxious and could not wait to depart. Taking leave of his friends and relations, Bharata mounted his chariot along with Shatrughna, and they left hurriedly, followed by thousands of other chariots. They were followed as well by thousands of elephants and horses, all gifted by the king. The prince of Ayodhya went out of the city, looking like a god, leaving the heavenly city of Indra. Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Hey Ram, hey